You know, when you have the theme to the Rifleman, it seems appropriate. Yeah, going into our next guest here. Very interesting book, which is out there, just came out, and it's by Kyle Cassidy. And you can read more about this online at armedamerica.org. The name of the book is Armed America, Portraits of Gun Owners in Their Homes. Hey, Kyle, great to have you on the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Right. Now, you're a photojournalist of sorts, and this doesn't seem to be your normal topic, looking at what you've done, gone to Romania and photographed people in all sorts of war and problems and everything else. I mean, yeah, a little bit of background. How did you get involved in the gun issue? What happened?
I was at a dinner party in 2004, and I found myself sitting next to a former presidential campaign staffer, and the election had just ended, so it was on everybody's mind. And he mentioned that one of the things that he had done as a campaign staffer was to help wrangle the gun vote, which really intrigued me because I'd never thought about the gun vote, quote-unquote, and I'd never really thought that it could be something that could be wrangled. And I was amazed at how much time and preparation the presidential candidates had put into appealing to this particular voter bloc. And I thought, who are these people? I don't really know them. And I had a very vague idea in my mind, which is probably a common one of some guy in a beat-up pickup truck with a dirty baseball hat. You know, that's a gun owner.
You take my gun when you peel my cold dead fingers from around the barrel, right?
That's right.
Kind of what you're thinking.
That was, vaguely in the back of my head.
Sure.
And I thought, I'd like to meet these people and ask them one question. Why do you own a gun? And I drove 15,000 miles across America over a period of 2 years, and I met gun owners, asked them that question, and found out that my stereotype was completely wrong.
How interesting. And I'm just assuming that by the stereotype that you talked about, you're probably not a shooter, I guess, on your own here?
I was not part of the gun culture, which immediately made everybody suspicious when I proposed my idea to them.
Yeah, here comes that liberal journalist going to try to... Okay, anyway.
Yes, one more quote-unquote objective journalist.
Exactly, okay. So, what did you find as you went from town to town? If you go on the website, you can see a few of the photographs from the book. And once again, the book is very interesting because it looks like you sort of stepped outside of your preconceived notions to just honestly say, hey, here's the camera, and this is what people had to say. And what did you find out when you went from town to town?
I tried very hard to not let my own personal feelings intrude into the photos at all, and hopefully if you look at them, you have no idea ultimately what I think about guns and gun owners. I didn't make any political statements in the book. No one makes a political statement apart from the gun owners themselves. There's a photo of the person in their house with one or more of their guns, and then their answer to the question, why do you own a gun?
What kind of responses did you get that people gave for gun ownership?
There seemed to be four major categories that people fell into, and people crossed from one to the other and belonged to multiple different groups. But just anecdotally, it seemed to me that people were either shooters, they were target shooters, mm-hmm. Who shot paper, and some of them shot competitions. And then there were hunters, people who hunted for food. And then there were people who were interested in self-defense, who had guns because other people had guns. They lived in a bad neighborhood, or they were afraid that somebody was going to break into their house. And then the fourth group of people, I don't really have a name for. I've been calling them constitutionalists,
mm-hmm.
People who believe that a specific interpretation of the Constitution calls for them to have guns to keep the government honest.
Well, that's ultimately that's my opinion, too. A lot of listeners here, too. In Southern Oregon, we have an interesting amalgam here. It's like mm-hmm. we have the hippies that are super into guns, and we also have the hard right that are super into guns, much for mm-hmm. the same reason. They want to keep the government honest or off their back.
I was in Oregon for a week, and I found it a very interesting place.
Where did you go, if you don't mind me asking? Where'd you go?
I started in Portland, and then I went south, almost all the way south, and then I went back up into Washington State and across Washington. And if you go to armedamerica.org, there's a video clip that's a short 7-minute documentary about the making of Armed America, and that was filmed entirely in the Pacific Northwest on the last 2 weeks of the trip.
Well, we'll make sure and link that on my personal webpage here, Kyle. So Your overall thing, did any of these people just, like, how do they strike you? Just normal folks? Did you just find some people that you thought were a little bit unbalanced? I mean, did you sort of run the gamut or what?
Somebody asked me last week if gun owners were normal people, and it made me think about it really for the first time. And I thought, these are probably actually the only normal people that I've met in my life, because I live in a very politically homogenous area of West Philadelphia. And if my friends and neighbors were normal people, then Ralph Nader would be in his second term. And these are the people, these gun owners that I photographed and met, are really Americans. And they're the broadest spectrum of Americans that I've ever had the opportunity to meet, because I'd never crossed the country before. I'd never gone into small towns in Iowa or Illinois or Indiana or Massachusetts. I'd lived my life, as many of us do, in a little isolated bubble.
You think that's also the problem with the gun issue, that there is such distrust? I mean, the gun owners from middle America, if you want to term it that, look at someone in a Philadelphia like where you happen to live and just go, we can't trust folks from there to judge us effectively.
I think that's true. One thing that I've realized over the last 2 years is that you will never win an argument that has the phrase, you must be an idiot, in it somewhere.
Okay, makes a lot of sense.
And if people can't talk to each other, then there can be no solutions. And as long as the opposing sides are vague in one another's minds, and as long as they're not speaking to one another, then there's going to be no resolution.
What struck me as I'm going through some of the photos in the book, Armed America, by the way, you can get, like I said, a sample of it, armedamerica.org, and you can order the book there. But the normalness of the pose, here it is. You have like on the front page of your website, as an example, there's the mom. She's got the shotgun. There's dad with either it looks like a 30-30 Winchester rifle of some sort. And then there's a little boy there in his Superman pajamas. It just looks kind of like a modern day version of American Gothic almost.
I tried very hard not to think of these people as gun owners while I was taking their portraits. And I had a secret assignment that only I knew about, and I pretended that I'd been sent out to photograph lottery winners for a magazine. So I would pose people in a way that I would try and show them as a family or as an individual and capture who they were as a person by showing their surroundings in their house, and then bring into that the fact that they are a gun owner and bring their gun in, or multiple guns, some of them posed with large collections, some of them posed with one.
What has the response been from, let's say, the anti-handgun folks, like the Brady campaign, and juxtaposed with, let's say, Handgun Owners of America or Gun Owners of America or the NRA? Have you been getting reaction from either side on this issue?
I haven't gotten any reaction from either the NRA or the Brady campaign. However, the book has gotten good reviews from the Washington Post, and it's also gotten good reviews from Field and Stream and the Shooting Wire. So I think I've done a relatively good job of remaining neutral if I'm getting good reviews from a spectrum that wide.
What are your personal thoughts after having met these individuals over the last couple of years?
I met a lot of really nice people. I was surprised how far people will go out of their way to help a stranger if you ask nicely. People let me stay on their sofas. People fed me.
Mm-hmm.
People organized their friends together. People really went out of their way to help me get from point A to point B on this project. And these people didn't know me, and I was an unknown quantity to them. And they also took a risk in allowing themselves to be photographed.
I imagine so. You know, there were some of the people that you photographed, though, which appeared to be living in bad neighborhoods. And dare I say it, looking a little bit more of a gangbanger type of a persona. Did you meet up with many of those?
I met up with quite a variety of people. I met up with a lot of people who were not interested in being in the book and didn't have any happy opinions about it. I got told to bug off a lot of times.
Hopefully not at gunpoint.
Never.
Oh, good.
Never. Everybody who is in the book wanted to be in the book, so it's sort of a self-selecting content there, but everybody in the book was very nice to me.
Were there any people that you profiled in Armed America, Kyle? By the way, if you didn't know me, Kyle Cassidy's on the phone this morning. Any of them that just really kind of got you a little bit concerned, because the gun issue gets painted, for the most part, in the media in a very negative way. Were there any of those people that you met up with that, boy, these ones are a little bit unbalanced?
Well, I don't think that's something for me to judge, and I spent at most several hours with most of these people. There were people who I stayed in their house for much longer. There was a couple in Missouri who let me stay for a week and use their house as a base of operations. And
that's awfully nice of them, Kyle.
It sure is. And they took me out and introduced me to friends, and I had a really terrific time. I made a lot of friends on the way. But one thing that I wanted to do with this book was to allow people to draw their own conclusions without having any input from me. And I think that's probably the best way for people to come to a conclusion on this issue, because there are so many books of propaganda on one side or the other. Somebody's always telling people what to think. And I wanted to sort of open a window for people who hadn't seen this part of the world and allow them to look in and make their own conclusion.
It's about as unbiased a response as I could expect to get from you, Kyle. Very interesting. Final question I had for you. Mm-hmm. When you were out among all of these gun-owning families and taking their photographs and getting their stories and putting them in Armed America, did you happen to fire a gun on your own? Did you finally take the plunge and just try it and see what it was like?
A lot of people wanted to take me shooting, and I was in Kentucky, and somebody said to me, "Kyle, have you ever shot explosives with a machine gun?" And I said I never had. And he said, "Would you like to?" And I thought, this is about new experiences. This is about broadening my horizon. So he took me to a place called Knob Creek, and we shot explosives with a machine gun. And I must say, it was terrifically fun.
Was it fun? Did you feel a little more manly and manful, as it were? Or was it just...
Well, I love movies about explosions and things like that. And it was an opportunity to sort of see that firsthand. I think we all like things that make noise. Otherwise, we wouldn't go to the fireworks on the 4th of July. You know, there's something about it that appeals to us on a gut level.
I'm glad to hear that. It was interesting that you at least had a chance to shoot it. I shot a little bit with my father when I was a child, but he didn't take me shooting all that often. It wasn't really until I was an adult. And even then, I was an older adult, not a young kid, when I really started getting into it. But once I did, it's just like, well, there is something. And I'm into the target aspect of it. I don't do hunting and such like that. But a very interesting portrait of America, portraits of gun owners in their homes. And the name of the book is Armed America. Is there going to be any follow-up to this? Or are you going back to your standard tales of tragedy and woe and trying to help make the world a better place?
Well, when it was first done, I thought, I don't want to do anything more with guns because I don't want to get pigeonholed as the gun guy.
Uh-huh.
But then I realized that there are doors open to me now that it would be foolish to ignore. So, you might see an article from me in some outdoor magazine. That's entirely possible. I would be interested in crossing Europe and the Middle East and North Africa and meeting people there and asking them about their gun ownership. That appeals to me.
Boy, that would be interesting to go in the Middle East because, it's an area of the world where they still celebrate by, taking their AKs and firing in the air.
They do indeed. I suggested to my editor that I hadn't been shot this time, and I think I found a better way. He agreed that would probably be a better way for me to get shot.
Great job on this. Highly recommended. Armed America, Portraits of Gun Owners in Their Homes by Kyle Cassidy. And you can find out more about this. Just log on KMED.com. We'll link to armedamerica.org. Kyle, great to have you on, and best luck. Glad you had a chance to go shooting, too, okay?
Thank you, Bill.
All right, you take care.